We are so, we feel so privileged to have Vice President in our midst. First of all, because he's holding that position. But above all, Nangodi Naba is impressed because he has a very peaceful man on his compound today. It means he's going to leave some peace with us. The Nabdam people pride in peace. Vice President is one of the peaceful, if not the most peaceful, politicians that I've seen. Recently, in Cape Coast, when you went for your program, he came and gave a speech. And I felt that he had summarized everything. And I also thought that this man with such an understanding definitely would not confront his opponents in a violent manner. He excused them. And that summarized everything. But if the opposition will say all is well, then what will be their purpose or their reason for wanting to come to power? So it is expected. Now, when you have a man thinking this way and understanding his opponents this way, you definitely know that he would allow them to say whatever they want to say. What he knows is what he has done. And that is why he's saying the NDC has done so much. He's saying his government has done so much. We are welcoming you. And we are saying that our people say that the amount of your stew depends on the quantity of your food. The amount of your slices or the quantity of your slices is what determines the stew you are given. One PCA NHL Waboom. That is what Nabdans will tell the NDC. And what is your MPCA? When your team came here before 2012 election, you came here very late, and this whole place was dark, and I complained of light, and you said let there be light, and today the whole place is blooming with light. This light that you have given to this community, Solaga, Nakwalaga has got light now. Dalaga, who didn't have light, now have light. Lori now have light. Jalarugu now have light. The whole Nabda has been lightened up. Just before me, about 200 meters, lies a dam that we are drinking our animals. Your district assembly gave us. We have a school which, though haven't started, we somehow have been told why it hasn't started. But that school is the pride of Nangodi. And that school is important because we all know that it's education that will bring us the progress that we need as a people. And so it is part of what you have done that has impressed Nabda. The community just behind me, a few kilometers away, they seized my mother's, my mother comes from that community, they seized her land to build a chief's compound. I nearly fought against them. But because of the effort and goodwill that you have for NAFDAMS have decided that they should go on. And it's taken off. What else? You have done so much for us. You first must appreciate and ask for more. But you see, one thing that you have done, sometimes I've heard people say that you talk of development that you have brought. Or they talk of unemployment. I am saying that for us NAFDAMS, we are not saying that we don't have the problem. In fact, we have a serious problem of unemployment. But we are seeing that when it comes to government employment, this is the season or the dispensation that we have had the most government employment. And what has caused that? Because you gave us a district. And that district has come along with offices, district offices. And these offices that have brought in employment is also encouraging other people to come and invest. And so we have banks springing up all over. For us, we think we have to be fair, we have employment, but we are saying we need more. The steel that we have prepared is so much for you, but you need to do something. That we will polish up the steel. We are ready to flood your food with a steel. But that is, if you now you start our school, as I said, it's critical for us. We also want to talk about our roads. Our road system is bad, and you all saw it. If you want us to now add our data to the plenty steel that we have prepared for you, you do that, and we'll add that data. You know how important our data is, health-wise, and everything, so collectively. Then, several elites of Upper East have called me, have told me, when you have the opportunity to meet the people in government, tell them we need an airport. But the last person to have mentioned it yesterday was COP Atingabio. He said we need an airport. Now we, the chiefs of this land, we have given you land. And we are telling you this because you are capable. We wouldn't tell a government that is not capable. We know you can do it, and we know that you have started something. We want to, at least, if you have time here, that you tell us what you have done, and you tell us maybe that we would fly this year, if not next year.